Hello and welcome to episode 27 of It's Funny Now, Stories You're Glad Didn't Happen to You. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for elevated comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Ron Hart with his story, Funkel.
And it is like eerie quiet. It's 4,000 yard stairs. It was like grade school had gone to Nam and come back, right? And I can just picture them as like old women getting together and being like, do you guys remember that day in Santa Cruz when our childhood ended? Oh yeah, haunted house.
Ron is a television writer and moth enthusiast. During the pandemic, he won a grand slam for the Central Time Zone on Zoom, but he tied a guy in Louisiana, so technically he's a virtual co-champion. So now, without further ado, here's Ron with his story, Funkel.
Hello. Okay, so my nieces were coming to visit. They were going to fly from New Jersey to California by themselves for the first time. We were so excited because my daughters, Anina and Lula, adore their cousins, Leah and Eva. Yes, I just threw four names at you with an N with A. Don't worry about telling them apart. I was a dad and I couldn't tell them apart. They were like 8 to 10 at this. So when they would get together, it was just like this like vortex tornado of like little girl energy, and you could never see what was going on. But we were super excited. It was going to be a lot of fun. Now, my nieces also have an aunt and uncle up in the Bay Area. My wife tells me the plan is they're going to spend a week up there with them and then come down and see us for a week. I say, oh, it's a coolest uncle contest. Yeah. My wife's like, I didn't say that. And I said, well, I did. Because the truth is, like, we don't see them that often, and I wanted to connect with them. Specifically, I wanted them to like me. More specifically, I wanted them to like me more than the other uncle. And I don't know this guy. Like, I barely know him. He's my wife's brother, okay? So, distant relation. The one thing I know about him is he has the audacity to call himself Funkel. I was worried that was going to be too subtle. No. As in fun uncle, which is A, terrible, and B, inaccurate, because clearly, if anyone is the fun uncle, it's me, right? And I was hell-bent to make sure my nieces knew that, because family's important to me. Okay, so we met up in Santa Cruz to make the drop, and my daughters are thrilled to see their cousins. Right away, Lee and Eva start going on and on about the amazing week they just had with their Funkel, right? This dude took them to Yosemite. So yeah, it is a competition, and he is cheating. Like, how is Los Angeles gonna keep up with Yosemite, right? Like, oh, here's the Grove. Like, no. Like, am I just supposed to like conjure a celebrity sighting? Like, which wasn't fair. So I'm like, okay, now we're behind. We gotta catch up. So Santa Cruz has this amazing boardwalk on the ocean. It's a lot of fun. We were going to go there the next day, and I'm like, no, we are going tonight. I'm not putting these girls to bed until I have dazzled them. So we go to the boardwalk. We're riding the rides. We're playing the games. Everybody's having a great time. Hashtag better than Yosemite. And at a certain point, like, Eva spots a haunted house. It's like, I want to go in there. And Lee and Lula are like, yeah, let's do it. Now, Anina is my oldest. She goes into mom mode. She's like, that looks too scary. And I'm like, that sounds like fun kill, and I'm Funkel. Let's go to the haunted house. Now, the second we get in there, it's too dark. The music is too creepy. It is obvious instantly they are way too young to be in here. Sure enough, a giant spider pops in our face. Eva screams and leaps into my wife's arm. We are 10 feet into this thing, and she is done. But there's people behind us, so we gotta keep moving forward, right? Now, the next room is this, like, hall of mirrors where they're playing, like a chainsaw murder soundtrack. I don't know. But Eva is adding to this with all of her screams. Now, the other girls aren't scared by this haunted house, but the mirrors are reflecting Eva's abject terror, like, 8,000 times. And that scares them. So now, Leah just barnacles onto my wife's hip. Lula starts screaming and leaps into my arms. And we start, like, dragging them into the next room, which is this, like, labyrinth dungeon. The whole time, Anina is saying, I told you this was too scary. So now, like, it's like, how are we? We're just dragging them along, trying to get through. There's nowhere we're going to make it. We spot a security camera, and we don't know if they can hear us, but we just start screaming at it, help, help. And then, luckily, there's an intercom, and we just hear,
Donnie, let them out.
And then teenage employee Donnie arrives, and he pulls back this curtain, which reveals like an exit. Now, that would have been super helpful, except Donnie arrived by popping out of a crypt dressed like a bloody zombie. He's got like a eyeball hanging off his cheek. Now everyone's screaming, including me, but we just kind of funnel through this like exit door, which is clearly like the exit for terrified children. So now we're in this like well-lit stairwell. We're out of the ride, but Lula is screaming, Eva is sobbing, Leah is wailing, and Anina is shouting over everybody, guys, guys, this part isn't haunted. All of this is like just ping-ponging off this like cinder block echo chamber wind. We're just freaking them out even more. So we have to like drag them up the stairs and like basically throw them out onto the boardwalk. My wife falls to the ground and the girls just pile on her in this cheery, snotty, sweaty ball of humanity. I'm catching my breath and Anina looks up at me and says, I wasn't scared. I catch my wife's eyes and she says, ice cream now. And I race off and I spend all of my money on frozen sugar, whatever I can find. I bring it back and we get these girls at this table and they're having their snack and it is like eerie quiet. It's 4,000 yard stairs. It was like grade school had gone to Nam and come back, right? And I can just picture them as like old women getting together and being like, do you guys remember that day in Santa Cruz when our childhood ended? Oh yeah! And I'm marveling at like a couple hours ago, I was hoping my nieces would think I was fun, and now I'm wondering if their father is going to press charges for child endangerment. And then Lula turns to her cousin Eva and says, you were so scared. And Eva laughs. And then Anina's like, did you guys see that guy's eyeball? And now everybody's laughing. And pretty soon it turns into this like group therapy session where they're like working through their trauma. They're like laughing and giggling and slurping their popsicles and they realize they've actually had an amazing night. And that's when I realized I had been so focused on the fun part of Funkle, I had completely forgotten about the uncle bit. I mean, my nieces, they had taken this trip to see family. And now here they were. They were bonding with their cousins over a near-death experience. You know, they had discovered that their aunt was someone they would cling to when they have abject terror. They had found out their uncle is good for free ice cream, you know? They hadn't come out to California to see Yosemite or the boardwalk. They were there for us. And once I had that realization, I was able to, like, relax. I stopped trying to dazzle them, and I just tried to connect with them. We brought them back to L.A., and we had fun. We didn't shovel fun in their face. We just hung out. We got to bond together as a family, and everybody had a great time. And the universe rewarded me. Because the last night they were here, we went to a restaurant, and in walks Lady Gaga. Suck it, Yosemite. Now, I know there wasn't really a coolest uncle competition. I understand that. But there was a reward. I won the prize of bonding with my nieces. And I know that happened because we visited them for Hanukkah, and those little girls gave me a present. It was a T-shirt that said, Funkle.
Aww.
That's it. That's our episode. I'll admit, I'm very jealous of Ron because I have about 25 nephews and nieces, and I'm never their funcle until they get to the age of, hey, how do we get some weed? So, you know, I wish they liked me when they were younger too, but then again, I would never terrify them like that. That's a bad uncle. As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And next week, we have our very special anti-Valentine's Day show on Tuesday, February 13th at The Crow with love stories you'll be glad didn't happen to you. So go, 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 get your tickets now from our website again, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. It's going to be a hilarious show. And on the next episode, we have Richelle Mies with her story, The Last Date.
We go up to the bar and we go, we're breaking up! And everybody cheered for us. And they bought us so many shots.
Thanks for listening. And remember, try to do the best time. It's funny now. See you next time.